Reuters.
Upon notification of the descending NRO satellite, the President and his National and Homeland Security advisors reviewed the options available to us to mitigate risk from the descending satellite. As background, I'd like to note that over the past 30-plus years, there have been many satellites and other man-made objects falling from space, of course. They have fallen with very little damage and no injuries. What makes this case a little bit different, however, and in particular for the President and his consideration, was the likelihood that the satellite, upon descent to the Earth's surface, could release much of its 1,000-plus pounds of hydrazine fuel as a toxic gas. The likelihood of the satellite falling in a populated area is small, and the extent and duration of toxic hydrazine in the atmosphere would be quite limited. Nevertheless, if the satellite did fall in a populated area, there was a possibility of death or injury to human beings beyond that associated with the fall of satellites and other space objects normally, if we can use that word. Specifically, there was enough of a risk for the President to be quite concerned about human life, and on that basis, he asked us to review our options.